ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Is everybody set and ready? Because if you are, so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
All right, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, an A in geography. Category 2, a B in science. Category 3, a C in history. Category 4, a D in maths. Category 5, an E in everything else. All right, so it's grade categories tonight. An A in geography, a B in science, a C in history, a D in maths, an E in everything else. Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
There you go, Phil.
Not bad, mate. Yes, pretty good.
Good beer.
What do you like here? Maybe you don't like any of it.
I'll go with D in maths, Phil.
A D in maths, okay.
That's about what grade I used to get in maths on the report now.
Oh, dear. Don't you remember the days? The worst thing. I reckon the worst thing, Paul, was I don't know whether it happened to you, but it certainly happened to me, that you'd be, this is in the days of, you know, the chalk blackboard, that the teacher would get up there and put out the first bit of the equation up there and then say, all right, who knows the answer? Boy, you, hand you the piece, and you had to figure it out in front of everyone, which, of course, you couldn't do. Humiliation, shame, all of that, Paul.
Have you gone over it yet, Phil?
Actually, can I talk about this for an hour with you, Paul? Question number 1, a D in maths. What name is given to a three-dimensional object with 12 faces? We're in a category called a D in maths.
Yeah, I can picture it.
Harry in the Bay, correct. Adrian, correct. Jane from Mudgee, that's not correct. Harris and Susan in Hobart, it's correct. Sophie from Glen Iris, who is the mathematical genius of Glen Iris, will know the answer. Hi, Soph.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good.
Were you any good at maths at school?
I was quite good. I did 2 maths in year 12.
Oh,
so, yeah.
You are good. You are good.
What about this one, though?
A D in maths. What name is given to a three-dimensional object with 12 faces?
I think it's a dodecahedron.
Correct. Very good. It's a dodecahedron. A D in maths. A three-dimensional object with 12 faces. Ray in the Bay says, fun categories. Phil, well done, quiz setter. A dodecagon. Not a dodecagon. A dodecahedron. Plenty of people have this. Your Rossum scores be good. All right, Soph, question number 2. We're in a D in maths, but you can move if you like.
Could you tell me what the other categories were again, please, Phil?
Okay, it's all grades. An A in geography, a B in science, a C in history, a D in maths, an E in everything else.
Can we change to an A in geography, please?
An A in geography. Question number 2. Javier Milei is the president of which country?
Argentina.
Correct. An A in geography. A for Argentina. Good work. All right. Are we staying here?
Yes, please.
Lynn in Perth says, Phil, how did you know what my grades were?
That's funny.
Ray in the Bay says, I had dodecahedron as my first answer, Phil, and then I changed it. Oh, Ray, there we go. Righto, question number three. Sorry, are we staying in geography?
Yes, please.
Which former port on WA's south coast was originally called Fredericktown?
Fredericktown. Coast on Albany.
Correct. Yes. Albany.
Albany?
No, not Albany. Never Albany.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
No. Albany.
I defer to your greater knowledge of Australian geography.
Well, that would be called, if in WA, that would be like calling Exmouth Exmouth, wouldn't it?
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Or Fremantle, or the other way around.
Fremantle. Yeah, well, that can be a bit dicky too. Monique and Doreen on the text line saying, morning, Phil, I love the quiz themes this morning. Q for quirky. That's true. Question number four. Going well here. An A in geography.
Thank you.
What's the capital city of Kazakhstan?
Oh, here it might end in a screaming heap. Kazakhstan. Beginning with an A. I'm going to say Aduz.
A doozy. That's a real doozy, but it's not correct.
Thanks, Phil.
It's not a doozy. Should be, Sophie, if you think about it. Should be. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Colleen is in Albany. G'day, Colleen.
G'day. How are you?
Good. If anybody says Albany, what do?
Cry.
Hit them over the head with the shopping bag.
Well, actually, I was born near Albury in a little town called Henty in New South Wales, and I made that misdemeanour the first time I came over here, and I was corrected very sternly. So I've taken that on.
Well, but you could be forgiven because you grew up in Albury, so when you went from Albury to Albany, you probably thought,
Albany.
It's just, yeah.
Well, I did, but I soon learnt very quickly.
No, you would have.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a beautiful, beautiful town.
It is. A very, very historic place, Albany.
Mm. Oh, it is indeed. The best place ever. Wouldn't live anywhere else now.
You wouldn't live anywhere else at all, Colleen?
No.
What about, penthouse apartment looking over Central Park?
No. I've been to Central Park, but no.
Actually, you're right. You're quite right. Who wouldn't want to live there?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, this is it. This is the prime place. It's got everything. Yeah.
Everything.
You name it, it's just got it. It's perfect.
Okay.
But as I used to say in the 1980s, apparently, before I moved here, you're more than welcome to come and visit, but please don't move here.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well,
That has changed dramatically. There are lots of immigrants here now, but it's good.
That's true. Well, you probably can't afford to go there anymore. That's true. Question number four, an A in geography. What's the capital city of Kazakhstan?
I don't know.
That's all right.
I'll leave it at that. Thank you. Thanks. I'll try again.
Thanks, Colleen. Bye. No, good to have you on. All righty. John from Newcastle. G'day, John.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
I'm very well, John. No.
Good.
Enjoying the program tonight. Look, enjoying having a chat with people.
I was up until this question.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. I know. It's a sort of smack in the face question. You think, come on, fair dinkum.
Yeah, I know. Some of these places have a capital city named after the capital of Singapore, Singapore.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Kazakhstan because that's all I can speak of.
Fair enough. Well, that's an interesting. It's wrong, but I mean,
no.
It's
because I've got no idea.
That's interesting about Singapore, isn't it? Because you're quite right. But the thing is that Singapore isn't anything else other than a city.
Singapore, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. It isn't. Yeah. In fact, I'm trying to think if there's anything else of Singapore other than the city. I don't think there is.
I think there's probably, is there North Singapore and South Singapore, or is it just Singapore?
No, it's just Singapore. I stayed there once. Oh, when was it? 10 years ago, for some reason. It was a work thing. I can't remember. It was a work thing. Stayed in the very flash hotel, actually. And yeah, that's all it is. It's just you look out and there's the city from like horizon to horizon. That's it. And anyway, question four: an A in geography. What's the capital city of Kazakhstan? It's not Kazakhstan, but thank you anyway, John.
Thanks, Phil. See you, mate.
Bye. No, all righty. Sean in Goulburn, where it's probably cold and wet. I would think, Sean, is it?
It's actually raining fairly heavily at the moment.
Oh, is it?
Too bad today, but it's raining at the moment. Yeah.
Well, actually, that would probably be all right, though, wouldn't it? I mean, a bit of rain at the moment, spring rain, probably good, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a bit dry the last few weeks, so good to get a bit of rain, especially hopefully it'll feed to a nice day in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And heading into spring, nothing wrong with it. All right, question four, an A in geography. What's the capital city of Kazakhstan?
I'm going to go in between two cities, either Ashgabat or Almaty. I'll go with Almaty.
It's not Almaty.
Damn.
Thanks, Sean. See ya. Bye. Stay dry. Not Almaty. Dave from Falconbridge, who's a gun on all matters Kazakhstan.
I should have paid attention to what the last guy said.
Yeah, capital city of Kazakhstan. We're in a category called an A in geography.
Oh, I'll just say what I was going to say, and I don't even know where it is, but I know there's a city called Abusir.
Is that what you're going to say?
Wrong.
Is that what you're going to say?
Might as well.
You know it's wrong, and so do I, Dave. But but there you go.
Thanks.
How's your health, Dave? Is it looking up?
Oh, I'm just going croaky. Oh. Got that thing about the day after you did.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, no. I know. Look, it doesn't last that long, but it's annoying, I must say. It's annoying. Yeah. All right. Good luck. Thanks, Dave. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Haha. I met some colleagues, says my texter, who were going back to Almaty for work, and they quipped, Almaty, where the air is brown and the water is too. Okay. Tom from Beaconsfield. No, that's not correct. Anybody got the answer here? Joe from Wodonga's got the right answer. John in Brizzy, hello.
Hi, hello.
John. Hello, John.
Welcome.
Welcome indeed. Righto, an A in geography. What's the capital city of Kazakhstan?
It was Astana, and it went to Nur-Sultana, and then we came back to Astana, I think.
So
A-S-T-A-N-A.
So that's your answer?
I think so.
Correct. Yes, it is. Astana is the capital city of Pakistan. Have you been there, John?
No, but I had to study all the capitals once, and I just remembered that one.
Oh, okay. Question number five. An A in geography is where we are, but you could go anywhere else. A B in science.
I'll stay in geography.
You'll stay in geography? Okay. Question number five. An A in geography. As president of France... No, hang on. As President of France, Emmanuel Macron is the co-prince of which small country?
Is the co-prince of which small country?
He's President of France, Emmanuel Macron, but he's also the co-prince.
Any chance that it's Andorra?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
He said,
correct.
There you go. Two.
Correct. Right. There you go. Yeah. Andorra, which is a small mountain principality in the Pyrenees, isn't it?
That's right, between Spain and France.
Between Spain and France. It's mostly a ski resort, I think, isn't it, in winter?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Well, I'd never...
If you say so, it must be fact.
Listen here, John. No, I've never been there. I've never been there either, John, but I did speak to someone once who went there, and they went on a skiing holiday, so I guess that's what it is. I wonder if it has its own currency, so it's used that way, maybe. Question number six, an A in geography. There's one left, if you like.
Yeah, stay there.
Which country hosted the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest?
Of all the questions in all the world, he had to ask me that one. Okay. Which 2012?
Danny in South Gippsland, by the way, has just texted me saying it was Andorra. I've skied there and it's beautiful. There you go.
Oh, well done. Can I just guess and say Austria?
No, it's not Austria. It's not, about, it's not a bad idea. I mean, it could have fitted, couldn't it? But it's not correct, no. Thanks, John. Right. Bye.
Pleasure. Have a good night.
Okay. Who else has been to Andorra? Actually, quite a few people. Susie says, I've been to Andorra skiing at the resort Bacchiera Beret. Okay, Susie. If there's any snow, it's probably quite nice, I suppose. Do you get the French-Spanish sort of influence, I guess? Ray in the Bay's got the right answer here on you, Ray. What about Danny's in Osaka in Japan, of all places? G'day, Danny. G'day, Danny. Oh, he was there. He was in Osaka in Japan, then all of a sudden he's nowhere. Mike from Oak Park. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Phil. How are you?
Tip-top.
Oh, I'm jolly good.
Chris from Forest Lodge says, by the way, Andorra uses the euro, but it's tax-free microstate, so you can do duty-free shopping, and the official language is Catalan. Gee whiz. Okay. Question number six. We're in an A in geography. Which country hosted the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest? An A in geography.
Yeah. 2012, did you say?
I did.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to bow out. Sorry.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.
See ya. Bye-bye. Yes, plenty of people on the text line have the right answer here. Hayley, who's a big fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, hello. Well, I wasn't, but I did date for many years someone that was. He used to take the day off to watch it. I'd be bamboozled.
Oh, he's one of those sort of maniacs. And,
maniacs. But then I got really into it, and then our kids got really into it. And anyway, it was the Super Bowl. He'd take the day off, and then Eurovision.
Who was our contestant this year?
Delta.
That's right.
Delta.
Why didn't we win, Hayley?
Well, I don't know. I think, I'm not a huge fan of Delta, but I've got a friend that works closely with her and says she's very talented. I think she's a bit too famous already. I don't know.
Oh. Aren't you allowed to be a famous singer in...
Well, I think they should have picked someone that was a bit more obscure. Personally, there's a lot of musical talent in Australia. I think Delta's had her day in the sun.
But it's not a talent quiz, though, is it? It's not...
It is like a big talent quest, really. I mean, some of the acts are pretty average.
What are we doing in it anyway?
I don't know. Well, the government pays for it. I found out a lot about Eurovision this time.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah, the taxpayer pays for it, yeah.
No.
Hayley,
rewind. What you're joking. The taxpayer pays...
No, I'm sure, maybe, I hope I haven't got it wrong. I'm sure the taxpayer pays for it. I think that it was SBS. I think there was some, I can't remember who it was, I'm pretty sure. Because I know the budget was tight and my friend who was working with her on it couldn't go and she wasn't very happy about it.
Okay.
And I think because of what was happening in the Middle East, there was also a bit of sort of with Eurovision getting there and all of that.
Which country hosted the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest, Hayley?
This is going to be a guess, but I've gone from one of the random ones because I think you're trying to trick us. I'm going Azerbaijan or something random. Am I right?
That's the worst pronunciation of Azerbaijan I've ever heard.
Azerbaijan. Well, I've never been there. I like to think I know my countries. But yeah,
Azerbaijan is correct. Yes, Azerbaijan is correct. The 2012... Eurovision Song Contest was held in Azerbaijan. I've no idea who won, and I've no idea what was it. Anyway.
Very good.
1-300-800-222 is my number. John from, SBS apparently pays the official broadcasting union participation fee and broadcast costs.
Yeah. There you go. And they so that again, getting her over there and all of that.
Oh, okay. So Sharon says, I can confirm SBS funded by us pays for Eurovision.
Yeah, there you go. I was correct.
Ooh, wow. Is that a good use of taxpayers' money, do you think?
Well, I think anything to do with the arts.
Yeah.
Anything to do with the arts should be encouraged and I'm very happy to fund anything to do with the arts.
Oh, okay.
Very happy.
No, I'm with you there. Other people are saying SBS pays the broadcast rights fee, but that's all. Oh, well, I suppose, you know, in that sense we are paying to be part of it, yeah. Mm. All right, question number seven. Hey, no more A's in geography. So you've got a choice of a B in science, a C in history, a D in maths, or an E in everything else.
E in everything else, please.
An E in everything else. What is the one-word catchphrase of the Daleks in Doctor Who?
Oh, I didn't watch Doctor Who. I'll have no idea. So I'll have to pass.
That's it, is it?
Yeah, that's it. It's all over.
See you, Hayley. Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, 1-300-800-222. David's in Bowral, in the Southern Highlands of New South Wales. Hello, David.
Good evening, Phil. The mighty Southern Highlands, the very wet Southern Highlands.
Is it raining there as well? Pouring?
Yeah, it's always raining here.
But actually, rain at this time of the year is all right, isn't it? It's been pretty dry, hasn't it?
Look, you know, it's an eclectic weather pattern up here on the plateau. And when my mother-in-law comes down from much warmer northern climes, she gets out of the car and freezes. Number one, put a jumper on. And two, save the word cold for when it's really cold. Just call it brisk or refreshing or something else.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's a pretty cold joint in winter, I would have thought, David. Yeah. But then that's half the reason people are there, aren't they? They like all that.
That and the... You know, antiques and the scones and the jam. Apparently that's all we do here.
The antique scones and jam.
Yeah, that's all we
do. Question number seven. We're in an E in everything else. What's the one-word catchphrase of the Daleks in Doctor Who?
I exterminate.
You're correct.
Dr. Jones. Exterminate. Good luck.
That was a long sting.
I love the Daleks. No, I didn't love the Daleks. I was scared of the Daleks as a kid, but you know what I mean.
Hey, Phil, I swore I'd never be one of these guys who brings something up from a previous question.
Yeah.
But I love Delta, and I think we all love Delta.
I know, I'm with you. I didn't agree with Hayley. I didn't agree with Hayley about that. No.
But that's okay. It's good.
I love Delta too. I think not only do I love Delta. She's
the nicest human beings ever.
She's never met me, so I love from afar, but.
Well, sure. I reckon if she did meet you, though, she'd be like, I love Phil too.
Yeah. Well, I'd hope so. Yeah. David, yeah.
Well, I mean, she's only human.
She's only... She's a good singer.
Oh, isn't she? She's brilliant. And pianist and musician and songwriter.
Just general all-round entertainer.
Yeah.
I agree.
Amazing. Okay.
And also, she's had a fair bit of success, so good on her, and rightly so.
Heck yes.
Question number eight. We're in an E in everything else, but you could move to a D in maths.
Nah, let's stay and roll on.
An E in everything else. Cervus canadensis. Cervus canadensis is the scientific name for which North American member of the deer family?
Elk.
Correct. An elk. ELK.
Yes.
Question number nine. An E in everything else. Bucky says advertising would cover most of the cost of Eurovision, wouldn't it? After all, SBS is not the ABC. It's not wholly government funded. No, that's true. I mean, I presume that's right, actually. They'd get all the dough back, surely, by selling ads.
Yeah.
Plenty of ads on SBS.
Funny.
Question number nine. An E in everything else. What's the common name of the tympanic membrane?
Ear?
Not correct.
All right, have a good one.
Hey, thanks, mate. Well, you know how much of a stickler I am. Dave in Curtin. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Phil.
We're up to question number 9 and E in everything else. What is the common name for the tympanic membrane? Membrane, sorry.
Oh.
What's the common name for the tympanic membrane?
Well, I'm about snookered, but I just wanted to put a call out to the NFL. It's coming to Australia on the 13th of September, and it'll be fantastic. I helped referee the 2000 game.
Who's coming out here, Dave?
We're having now you're putting me on the we're having, I think it's the Chargers and you've snookered me there, Phil.
No worries. Dave, what do you reckon? What's the common name for the tympanic membrane?
Eardrum.
Correct. Not the ear, but it's the eardrum. The tympanic membrane is the eardrum. Very good. What are they? So why are they coming here in the middle of our own footy finals?
Well, it's the...
it's their pre-season, isn't it? Yeah.
No, it's actually the first NFL game in Australia that's part of the season. This is it's one of the opening games of the season.
It's Friday, on Friday the 11th of September, and it's the San Francisco 49ers playing the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes, that's it. And in 2000, it was the San Diego Chargers versus Denver Broncos.
It's at the MCG.
Yes. Yes, it'll be good. I'm a referee and have been for 40 years. I've been to New Orleans and I've played golf with some of the legends of the NFL.
Oh, have you?
It was brilliant. We went over for a referees convention.
Yeah.
And the only reason I ended up going, it was in New Orleans in Bourbon Street. And I do like to sing, and there's a country and western bar there. So I
quite like it. It's a funny old game because you can sit there and nothing happens for long periods of time, Dave, and then things happen. It's a very very skillful game though, particularly the quarterbacks. They're very skilled.
There's only 11 rules in the NFL.
Is that right?
Yeah, but the book's about 200 pages. They have different variations. Everything's got a variation.
Is that right? There are only 11 rules.
Yeah, there's only 11 rules in the rule book.
But every rule's got, what, 35 pages of variations?
Oh, they list them alphabetically and they can go down as low as K, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, it might be the running back crossed the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped, or it could be the referee. The coach swore at the referee and he threw a yellow flag, and the game went on. The game doesn't stop when the flag comes out. It only stops when the whistle or they go out of bounds, and they can go back, and the video referee can sort it all out.
Wow.
The NRL, National Rugby League, are trying to copy that since Volander sold the rights to them, and they're really screwing up the rugby league game. You've only got to ask Parramatta how bad the refereeing has been.
Yeah, but Dave, in my long career of watching the rugby league from the sidelines, as it were.
Yes, mate.
Criticising the referee seems to be part of the game, part of the national sort of thing of the game.
Oh, in any game,
mate. It's not as bad as the refs in rugby union, is it, Dave? Because, I mean, that's far too much intervention.
In the NFL, they have a video. They have the video referee, but they also have the Sky Cam. And the NRL are trying to administer the rules. You know, I'm a referee for over 40 years. The NRL are trying to bring the rules in so when the contract comes next year and they become live in America, they like us. But Volandis wouldn't know his ass from his elbow. Sorry.
Dave.
I didn't swear.
No, well, you nearly did.
I was good.
And you nearly got Mr. Volandis, issuing us a stern legal letter.
Oh, no. The truth will get him.
Okay. Enough, Dave.
Oh, sorry.
The Los Angeles Rams are playing the San Francisco 49ers at the MCG in September. But, hey, forget it. Baz has just texted saying, yeah, and the cheapest tickets are $500 each.
Yeah.
Oh, well, forget that.
I didn't know that.
Okay, no. Anyway, no more. We're done.
No more NFL.
All right, cool. Now I've forgotten where we're up to. Yeah, that's right. You got the eardrum. So what else do you want to do? An E in everything else, a D in maths, a B in science, a C in history.
I'll do the maths.
A D in maths. It's on. Yes. I presume it's being broadcast, this thing, is it, Dave?
Oh, yes. 7+ have got it. Oh,
okay.
And they're looking for a rules evaluator, so I might put me.
Oh, you should put your hand up, Dave.
You never know.
Yeah. If seven executives are listening right now, get on to Dave in Curtin. He'll make his own way to the ground. Question number 10, a D in maths. By what name is the longest chord of a sphere or circle more commonly known?
Oh, could you say that again, please?
By what name is the longest chord of a sphere or circle more commonly known?
D. Well, it's not. D. David, come on. Diameter.
Correct. Yes, diameter. Very good.
Jag. Ooh.
Are you sure there's not an AFL game on at the MCG on the 11th of September?
No.
Hmm.
No, it's on a different day.
Okay.
Or they couldn't use the. They couldn't use the ground.
Mm. All right, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Question number 11, a D in maths. Staying here?
Oh, yeah, why not?
What name's given to the number below the line in a fraction?
It's called the. Oh, no.
Logan. Dave, I hope you get your opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
See you, mate. People are doing all sorts of things, isn't it? I know. People do all sorts of weird and interesting stuff. Where are we? Kevin from Mount Barker. G'day, Kevin.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good. Question 11, we're up to. A D in maths. What name is given to the number below the line in a fraction?
Is it denominator?
Correct. It's the denominator.
Yes.
Denominator. All right. Question number 12. We're in a D in maths, but you can move to...
I'll go for history, eh?
A C in history. Okay. A C in history. Question number 12. Which English king was nicknamed the Merry Monarch?
George the First.
Not George the First. Thanks, Kev. See ya. Not George the First. Adam James in Hobart. G'day, Adam.
Hi, Bill.
Question number 12. We're in a C in history is where we are. Which English king was nicknamed the Merry Monarch?
And the answer begins with a C, does it?
I don't answer questions, but I can tell you the category is a C in history.
Okay, before I answer, if I can quickly say, I think that was a bit rough on the ear, and you may have missed your calling, and you could have been an insurance adjuster or a tax inspector. I'll say King Charles.
Charles what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really should know this. I'll say Charles the First.
Not the first.
Oh.
No. See.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Adam. See you, mate. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Joanne from Bendigo says, too much talking about sport. Paul from Plainden says, I vote for Dave to head the National Integrity Court. Yeah, well, fair enough, too. Why can't Dave get a job in the bunker at the NRL, you'd think? Maybe he has had one. All right. Meredith from Camberwell is in Halifax in Canada at the moment. G'day, Meredith.
Hello.
How's things in Halifax?
Pretty sunny. I haven't been out yet, but it's supposed to be low 20s, but very high humidity.
Well, it's the end of summer. It should be probably pretty nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is nice. I only got here last night on the train.
Oh, okay. How long are you staying?
Oh, I'm leaving for Australia tomorrow. It's the end of 6 weeks of travelling. I've been in Canada for about 12 days.
Oh, wow. Very nice trip, Meredith.
Yes, it has been. Very nice. I'm getting a bit tired now, though.
Question number 12, a sea in history. Which English king was nicknamed the Merry Monarch? We know it's a Charles, but which one?
I'd say it'd have to be Charles II.
Correct, yes. Charles II was nicknamed the Merry Monarch. All right, question number 13, a sea in history. If you want to stay here. Yes?
Yep, I'll stay in history and see if I can do it.
Meredith, which country officially came into existence with four provinces on the 1st of July, 1867?
Oh, I'm thinking it might be Canada.
Is that your answer?
Yes, it is.
Correct. How about that?
How about that?
How about that? You're in Halifax. Wait, what province is Halifax in?
Nova Scotia.
There you go.
Mm.
All right, question number 14, a C in history. That's where we are, but you can move to a B in science or a D in maths or an E in everything else if you like.
I think I'll stick with history for now.
A C in history. Published over 6 volumes, Edward Gibbon's Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire culminates with the fall of which city in the 15th century?
Would it be Constantinople?
Correct. Very good. Well, nice work.
Thank you.
That's 3 on the trot. 3 on the trot.
Wow.
Question number 15, Meredith. A C in history.
Yep.
Who was King of the Franks? King of the Lombards? And emperor of the Carolingian Empire until his death in 814.
I think it could be Charlemagne.
Correct. Charlemagne or Charlemagne, yes.
Mm.
Gee, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good. You've been boning up on the trip by the sound of it, Mary.
Well, yeah, I was in Italy, but not.
Did you go on that lovely train through the Rockies in BC in British Columbia?
No, I did that in 1984.
Oh, okay.
I decided to go the other way from Toronto. I've come Toronto, Montreal, Quebec, and now Halifax. I stopped with a friend who has a cottage, as they call it, on Lake Ontario for a few days.
What do you reckon the most beautiful part? I've only ever been to British Columbia. What do you reckon the most beautiful part of Canada is?
Oh, it's all pretty beautiful, but, I mean, from the train there's a lot of trees. But you see a lot of trees on the train line. But Quebec was really a surprise to me. It's really beautiful. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, I mean,
the other cities were nice, but they're very, more modern.
Yeah.
Very modern, Toronto and Montreal. I haven't been to Ottawa, obviously, but Quebec was really beautiful. I really loved it. And this is just like a whistle-stop tour of Canada. I'm really hoping I can come back sometime and really explore it more because it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lovely. I went to Prince Edward Island too.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're a real Canadophile, Meredith.
No, I'm an Anne of Green Gables fan.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, they're a plucky little country at the moment with that Mark Carney, the Prime Minister, sticking it up Donald Trump.
Yes. Well, they were all waiting to see what would happen about the tariffs, and of course it all fell through.
Mm. All right, question 16. There are 10 left. We are in a sea in history. Last one, if you like.
Okay.
Which queen has been played on screen by Sophia Loren, Monica Bellucci, and Elizabeth Taylor?
Oh, Cleopatra.
Correct. Yes, Cleopatra. Wow.
Mm.
That's five. Yeah. That's five.
I think that might be the end of my expertise.
From the prairie.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens next.
From the prairies of Canada to the heights of Quebec. And I don't know. What's in Halifax other than an airport, Meredith?
It's a sea, on the sea.
It's a port, yeah, that's all I say.
Yeah, it's a port. I haven't really had much of a chance to look at much of it yet. Mm. Once I finish on the quiz, I'm going to go out and have a look around. But
yeah.
It sounds like it's very, and I think it's a stopping off point for a lot of, for going up to Labrador and Newfoundland. And
okay.
Apparently it's a very interesting city, I was told. Just walking around is, you know, enough. So.
Someone told me once that the Canadian's favourite takeaway store is Dunkin' Donuts. Is that correct?
Oh, I haven't seen a Dunkin' Donuts, but everyone talks about Tim Hortons. You've got to go to Tim Hortons.
What's that?
It's a kind of a Canadian Starbucks, I suppose you might say.
Oh, okay. Danny in South Gippsland says Quebec is stunning, particularly on the gorge there. Okay. Question number 17. That's it for history. So we've got a B in science, a D in maths, or an E in everything else.
I think I'll go for, my husband would laugh, but I'll go for a B in science and see if I can get it.
A B in science. Question number 17. This would be for six in a row. Wow.
Mm.
The mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope are made from which lightweight element?
Oh no, I haven't. I may have read it, but I think lightweight element. The only element I can think of that starts with B is boron, and I suspect it's not that.
Yeah, you're right about that, Meredith, but it's not that, no. Someone's saying Phil, Nova Scotia has the only official Sydney Harbour. Ours is Port...
Oh, yes, that's
right.
I saw the tours of Sydney.
Yeah, because our Sydney Harbour is actually Port Jackson, of course.
Yes, that's right.
And Canada has another Sydney, although it's spelt differently, apparently. I think it's spelt S-I-D-N-E-Y, isn't it?
Maybe. I didn't encounter it.
There you go. Thanks, David, from Shell Harbour. So there you are. You're in Sydney. You're near Sydney Harbour.
I am near Sydney Harbour. I'll go and have a look at it later. I'm doing a night tour. There's some connection, of course, to the Titanic, of course, because I guess it's not that far from here where it is, you know, technically speaking, not so far.
Hey, Meredith from Canberra says, tell that Meredith to have an ice cream from cows along Halifax Harbour.
Oh, I already have.
Oh.
I did. I already have. It was very nice.
How about that?
Very nice. Cow's Creamery. That's right. They're everywhere.
Okay. Question number 17. Where are we going? Oh, no. You didn't know the answer.
I didn't get it.
See you, Meredith. That was a nice chat. Good on you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
See ya. She was pretty good, wasn't she? Okay. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tony is in Canberra. G'day, Tony.
Hey, mate. I'd like to see some P's regarding Phil's life or G's for Richie Glover's life. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see that man, that brilliant man in Canberra on November the 3 or something. Oh, yeah. To re-meet a lot of his mates from the school. Get down there, Richard, please. We love you, mate.
Did you go to school with him, Tony?
Yeah.
All right.
I pipped him as a Ducks of Kinger at Grammar School by one mark.
Hey, how about that?
But I knew he was a lot cleverer and more creative than I. But, man.
I'll pass it on.
His post 1976 work has been brilliant.
Good on you. Good on you, Tony. Anyway. Thank you. Good on you. I'll pass it on. Question 17. Okay, we're in a B in science. The mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope are made from which lightweight element?
Air. Just joking.
No.
I wouldn't have a bloody clue. I failed science at G grade, H grade.
See you, Tony. Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks for your nice comments about Richard. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Andrew from Halifax in Nova Scotia says the Sydney, New South Wales is the same as Sydney, Nova Scotia. Don't they spell it a bit? Someone said they spell it with an S-I-D anyway. Sydney's on Vancouver Island. But hang on, Vancouver Island's the other side of Canada, isn't it? Yeah. Or maybe not. What do I know? Paul from Planland says, don't forget the big fiddle in Sydney, Nova Scotia too. Trev from Surface Paradise. G'day, Trev.
Oh, hello, Philip.
Question 17. A bee in science. The mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope are made from which lightweight element?
Well, I don't even know if it's an element, but I think barium.
Uh-huh. No, it's not barium. Sorry, Trev. Thank you, mate. It's not barium. Nat from Kallaroo. G'day, Nat.
Hello, Philip.
Question 17. A bee in science. The mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope are made from which lightweight element?
Can I just say this is a barbaric question?
Oh, that's a good bee.
No, the only thing I can think of is a barbiturate because I've been watching a pharmacist on Instagram.
No, it's
and
not.
That's not going to make any mirrors, is
no,
it?
No, you'd have to say bugger. That's not correct.
Oh, bugger.
Thank you. Thanks, Nat. See ya. Bye-bye. No, not correct. Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam. Hello, Sam.
Oh, hi, Philip. How are you going?
Pretty good, Sam, yeah.
Good.
Question 17, we're up to. The mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope are made from which lightweight element?
Well, I wouldn't have a clue, but I'll say plastic.
Not plastic, mate, no. Not plastic. Tim from Ardross in Perth. G'day, Tim.
Bill, how are you going?
Not bad. What do you reckon?
No idea, but I got the Halifax is famous for the largest non-wartime explosion.
Really?
There you go. Something blew up in the harbour. I don't know exactly when, but it created a huge explosion, which my friend from Halifax says is their greatest moment in history.
Well, it's a bit like that. What was that that massive explosion of fertilizer in Lebanon?
Okay.
Dramatic, wasn't it?
And just to help you with the geography, Vancouver is on the west coast. Vancouver Island, yes, it is on the west coast.
It's on the west coast. Yeah, Halifax is on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the exactly. Yeah.
Yes, starting with B.
The mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope are made from which lightweight element?
I didn't hear what the second caller before said, but I'll try boron.
No, I've had boron, so I'll give you another crack.
The other one. Barium.
Not barium. No, we've had that too. See you, Tim. Bye-bye, mate. Thank you. Jim from Banksia Park. G'day, Jim.
Evening, Phil.
What do you reckon? The mirrors of the James Webb Space Telescope are made from which lightweight element when a bee in science?
I'm thinking back to the periodic table. It's hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron. I'll go beryllium.
Correct. Very good. Yes, it's a very, very lightweight material, beryllium, because it's, what is it, via fourth, is it? Hydrogen, helium, lithium.
Beryllium,
yeah. Yes. It would be very light. All right, question number 18. We're in a B in science, if you like.
What were the other options?
An E in everything else, a D in maths.
Let's go a D in maths.
A D in maths. Which unit of measurement is equal to pi radians divided by 180?
Pi.
Which unit of measurement is equal to pi radians divided by 180?
Oh, God, I knew the other D's. I'm just trying to think. Divided by 180, that's pi on 4. Which unit? Oh, Good grief, I'm going to kick myself because I was a maths teacher.
Oh, no. Jim, which unit of measurement is equal to pi radians divided by 180?
180 degrees is... decimeter.
No, not a decimeter. Oh, Jim, Jim, go to the naughty, go to the naughty corner. See ya. Bye. Dear. In Lozzie and Huntley in Victoria says, read the explosion in Halifax. I think a ship exploded on the harbour, and that was it. Okay. Andy in Bateman's Bay. G'day, Andy.
No, g'day. What was it, a D in maths, was it?
A D in maths. Which unit of measurement is equal to pi radians divided by 180? Which unit of measurement?
Can't say. I may have come across it, but Decker.
No.
Decker. Decker.
No, not something Decker. George in Newcastle. G'day, George. Any idea?
Oh, hello.
Which unit of measurement is equal to pi radians divided by 180?
I say degrees.
Correct. Yes. Oh. A degree, yes. A degree is equal to pi radians divided by 180. All right, question number 19. Last one. There's one left in a D in maths, if you like.
Okay.
Mass divided by volume gives what quantity in maths? Mass divided by volume equals what? A D in maths is what we're after.
Well, I just can't think of it.
No good?
Yeah.
Sorry. See you, mate. Bye-bye. All right, we'll carry it over. We're up to question number 19. We'll take answers on this after the news. 1-300-800-222 is the number. When we're back on the other side of the news, we shall continue.
The Mighty Challenge.
We're up to question number 19. We're last one in a D in maths. And the question was, mass divided by volume gives what quantity in maths? Elizabeth in Tamworth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Not bad. Mass divided by volume gives what quantity in maths?
I'm thinking, because I was trying to rearrange it all and make it into something else I might be able to work out, but I'm thinking density.
Density is correct, yes. We're in a category called a D in maths. D for density. Mass divided by volume gives rise to density. Very good. All right, that's it for D in maths. So we've got 1, 2 left in an E and everything else. 2 left there and 4 in a B in science. So 6 in total. What's it going to be? An E in everything else or a B in science?
Let's try a B in science, please.
A B in science. Question number 20. Equal to about 0.1 microsieverts. The BED measures the amount of ionizing radiation exposure due to consumption of which fruit?
Is it B in science?
Which one?
Is B in science the category?
The category is a B in science.
B. It's a fruit. Banana?
Correct. A banana, yes. There you go. It sounded a very difficult question, but in the end, of course, it's not.
I know. It was so many times, like, what? And then, yeah.
Hey, by the way, just back on the Halifax explosion, my texter says, the 1917 December explosion was the largest man-made accidental explosion in history prior to the atomic bomb. Killed 2,000 people. 2,000 people. 9,000 more were hurt. And the legacy is the city of Boston sent a fast relief train with doctors and supplies. And to say thank you, Halifax sends a giant Christmas tree to Boston every year. How about that? Since 1917. Wow.
How long ago?
Question,
yeah, that's amazing.
Question 21. We're in a B in science.
Yep.
Staying here?
Yeah, stay there, please.
B is the chemical symbol for which element?
That would be boron.
Boron is correct, yes. B for boron. All right, question number 22. A B in science.
Mm-hmm.
Because the first ones to be discovered were rod-shaped, which pathogens have a name meaning staff or cane in ancient Greek?
I'm thinking bacteria.
Bacteria is correct. Yes, bacteria. All right, question number 23, a B in science.
Mm-hmm.
Which element with atomic number 56 is used to add a green colour to fireworks?
Oh. B.
No, well, I'm sorry, Elizabeth. We'll have to leave it. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. Graham from Karrinyup. Hello, Graham. Oh, hello. Sorry, we've got Julia from Wollongong. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. A B in science. Which element with atomic number 56 is used to add a green colour to fireworks?
So maybe bromide?
Not bromide. Sorry, no. Not bromide. Graham from Karrinyup. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip. I reckon it's baloney.
Baloney. Why not? There should be an element called baloney, but there is sadly not. Thank you, Graham. Oh, bye-bye. Thank you anyway. Claire from Modbury. G'day, Claire.
Oh, hello.
Which element with atomic number 56 is used to add a green colour to fireworks?
I don't know that it's right. The only one I can think of that hasn't been mentioned is barium.
Correct. Very good.
Oh, wow.
Barium, that's it. All right. Well, there you are. You're in the honour roll now because there are only two questions left, 24 and 25. They are both in a category called an E in everything else.
Oh, good.
Okay. Bill from Ballarat says, I think bananas are a herb, not a fruit. Oh, Bill. Is that right? No, can't be. Surely not. All right, question number 24, an E in everything else. Can Claire get home from here? I think so. Also an American naval rank. What name is given to the national flag flown on a vessel to indicate nationality?
Ensign.
Correct, an ensign. Yes, an ensign. Question number, well, question number 25. By the way, bananas are both a culinary fruit and a botanical fruit and are technically classified as a berry. Ooh, I don't think they're herbs. No, Harry in the Bay. Don't think that's right, Harry. Not that that's of any interest to you, Claire, because you're sitting here nervously thinking, can I pull it off here?
Well, and, exactly.
And where the category is an E in everything else. Question number 25, and to win. Primarily used for makeshift dummies used in political protests or burned in certain traditions, which word for a representation of a human comes from the Latin for statue?
I think it would have to be effigy.
Correct. Yeah. Very good work. Yes, it would have to be effigy. Well, that was nicely done. Sometimes, you know, that's if you can fit in nicely one out, one back, and then there's the finishing line, and over you go. Well done, Claire. Good on you.
Thank you.
We'll put you on hold, and Dave will get some details from you, and we'll get this out to you. Jeff in Hornsby had effigy. Robin says bananas are yellow and taste good. Yes, well, thank you, Robin. You've dug deeply into the matter. Lynn, the Queenslander, ensign, yes, correct. John from Mitcham, good. Maria had effigy as well, so did Chris have ensign. Di from Mandurah had effigy. Good work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.